Welcome to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Their goal is to win the lost, disciple Christians, set the captives free, and see the sick made whole. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org. Now, here is Pastor Gary Culp with today's message.
Well, good afternoon. The Lord bless you. What do we know for sure? God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Let's pray for souls. Father, we love you. We want everyone to get to heaven. So we're at least praying today for the eternal salvation of every boy and girl, man and woman in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. We're praying, Father, for their past, present, future spouses. We're praying for all the children they have now in the future and their family members. We're praying for all the grandchildren they have now in the future and their family members. We're praying for all their great-grandchildren they have now and in the future and their family members. By faith, we're sending the Holy Spirit to convict every person of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Lord Jesus Christ, make yourself real to each person. May each person truly see your incarnation, your perfect life, the great miracles you did, your death, burial, and resurrection, your precious atoning blood, the revelation and understanding by your stripes we were healed would come to every boy and girl, man and woman. And yes, Father, they would humble themselves before you. They would repent of their sins. They would receive you, Lord Jesus, as their Savior and Lord, being gloriously born again from above. And Father, we pray you'd get every person into a good Bible-believing teaching church. They'd then be baptized in water. They would receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. We agree every Christian is becoming a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're crying out and agreeing that every demon-possessed, demonizing, captive person is being set free. And yes, Father, all the sick are being healed from every sickness and every disease. And Father, we agree your people are walking in financial abundance, prosperity, debt cancellation of their debts, the full blessing of Abraham, whom God blessed in all things. And we agree for that right now in Jesus' name. And Father, we love the Jewish people. We know the greatest need anyone has is for salvation. Father, we cry out by the Holy Spirit, Father, remove the blinders and scales off their hearts and minds. May they truly see, Lord Jesus, that you're their Messiah, that you're their Savior and Lord. They be born again from above. We pray, Father God, according to your word, for the peace of Jerusalem. We agree with your word. They have title deed to all the land of Canaan. Restore all that land to them. Yes, Lord, from the river to the sea, it all belongs to them. And we thank you that you've given it to them. And also, Father God, we cry out for their safety. Father, if anyone tries to harm or do evil to the nation Israel or to the Jewish people, you would stop them. And if necessary, Father, you would destroy them. And we agree, and we thank you for that in Jesus' name. And now, Father, we're praying about end-time events. You've showed us through your word, through the prophetic, and just even through things we hear on the genuine news. There are many perils outside, Father, and we're crying out for your help and your deliverance. Father, we cry out right now that you'd expose and you'd bring to light every terrorist, ever foreign soldier, ever pedophile, ever drug trafficker, ever sex trafficker, ever prisoner, every person who has come into this nation to do evil and harm, and you know each one, you would bring them into the light. And whether it be through law enforcement or your angelic host or a combination, you would drive them out of this country. You would not allow them to do their wicked, evil deeds. Father, you would secure our borders. And especially, Father, the tens and thousands of Chinese soldiers that Joe Biden has allowed and permitted to come through the border. And Father God, they would be driven out of this country and not allowed to kill Americans. And we thank you, Father, that you're interceding and you're helping us with that. And we give you the praise right now. Father God, we pray for our water tables. We pray there'll be no poisoning of the water tables. We pray for clean, abundant water, Father God, in the wells and the city water. Father, thank you for the rain we just received, and we're believing for abundance of rain. Father, no more drought, Father God. Open the windows of heaven and give us those abundant showers as we need them. And we thank you for all of them right now. We also pray, Father, protection for our food and our farmers and our food production plants, Father God. Let there be no contamination. We decree there will be no mRNA material put into our food, water, plants, or animals ever in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it also. Also, Father God, we pray concerning fossil fuels. We know, Lord, they are a blessing of the Lord. In fact, Father, we're decreeing that in 2025, we are going to be energy independent again, because the very man, the two men you have ordained to be president and vice president are going to get in, Father. We declare that in Jesus' name. You've ordained it. It is your will. It is your purpose. And we agree it's coming to pass. And we're agreeing we'll be energy independent again. There'll be more oil wells, more electricity plants, and more coal mines, Father. We will be in abundance again and blessed and energy independent. And we declare that. And we thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name. And also, Father, we pray for our power grid. Father, don't let any person, foreign or abroad, Father, take out our electricity, our gas, oil, or coal. Don't let them do it. And Father, we've heard rumors of a great big country trying to do that. Well, Father, we're agreement. The day before they do it, you, Father, from heaven would send forth your judgments and your holy angels, and the very thing that they would do to us would happen to them, and you'll shut them down, and they will not be able to do that evil to us. And we agree right now. We decree also there'll be no digital currency until after the rapture of the church. We know this is part of the Antichrist system, the false prophet, and Father, to keep us from being able to eat and have food as Christians, Father God. You know what that's about, and we thank you for it. We declare dollar bills and cash will be strong until the time you take us out of here. And Father, we understand they're trying to create another pestilence, Father God. Father, these are wicked, evil, vile people. Shut them down. Father, burn down their biolabs. Father, destroy this new bird virus they're trying to create, Father God. And we understand the vaccination is just like the other one, Father. It's a death shot. So, Father God, help us, Lord. Protect us, Lord Jesus. Don't let them do this, Father God, in Jesus' name, and we thank you for it right now. Amen. Well, we're going to be talking about end times. We're going to be in Revelation 13, but we're also going to be looking at other scriptures. And again, I tell you with everything within me, please go vote if you haven't done it yet. This is the only election that I know of that God from heaven has warned us what would happen if we vote for the daughter of lies. The judgments of God will come upon America. And we've spoken about that in the last few weeks, if you need to catch up. So go vote. And remember, this is election is here it is. It is Donald Trump versus the one world government. And with the one world government, you will get the mark of the beast. You will get the Antichrist, you will get the false prophet, and you will get the absolute, total destruction of America. That's how important this is. So, please, go vote. Okay. Well, let's talk about the end times. Jesus is coming soon. Are you ready? And if you have any spiritual sense at all and know anything about the Word of God, you know He's coming very, very soon. Let's begin. We're going to talk about Revelation 13, but we're going to start in John 5:39. The Word of God says this, Jesus is talking, "Search the Scriptures." Boy, that's a good word. "For in them you think that you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." Jesus is talking. Jesus says, "Search the Bible. You'll see it's me, and I'm the only way to get saved." In fact, Jesus said himself, John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." You know, one of the things to know if you're in a Bible-believing church, they tell you the only way you can get to heaven is by repenting of your sins and receiving Jesus as your Savior and the Lord, and there's no other way to heaven. That's at least a decent church. You can probably go there. Okay. But Jesus continues, "And you will not come to me that you may have life." He's talking to those religious leaders. Again, they were religious, but they were going to hell, and it sounds like they went to hell. They missed Jesus. Oh, they talked about God, but they didn't have Jesus. You don't have God without Jesus. Do you understand that? Okay. Verse 41, Jesus says, I receive not honor from men, but I know that you have not the love of God in you. See, Jesus knows all things. He knows your heart. And here's a sad verse, but it's kind of preparing us for Revelation 13. He's talking to the Jewish leaders. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. Oh, isn't that sad? In other words, the Jewish people as a nation rejected Jesus. Yes, some of them are getting saved today. Glory be to God in the highest for that. But as a nation, they refused Jesus. But when Mr. Antichrist shows up, and yes, he's going to be coming, showing up very soon, they will be deceived by him. Now, again, some people act, well, we're in the tribulation right now. No, we're in the things leading up to the tribulation. Let me tell you day one of the tribulation. Number one, the rapture is taking place and we're out of here. But the second thing is immediately what will take place. Daniel 9:27, and he, Antichrist, shall confirm the covenant with many, talking about the Jewish people, for 1 week. Then 1 week is 7 years. And in the midst of the week, we'll talk about that, 3.5 years into the tribulation, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. Okay, pause right here. The Jewish people are going to get to build their temple again. God's word says it. The thing that will cause them to love the Antichrist is he will sign a 7-year peace treaty. It'll probably be on the verge of terrible things happening to them. They'll get to build their temple, or maybe they've built their temple, and they will be offering their sacrifices. And they will initially think he's Mr. Wonderful until right here in the middle of the tribulation. He shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. And in other words, in the middle of the 3.5 years, and we'll look at this in Revelation 13, he receives a deadly wound, he's raised up again, he's literally totally possessed by Satan, and he will go into the temple and say, I am God, worship me. And the Jews will realize, oh no, he's a bad guy. And they will have to flee from their lives. And with the false prophet's help, and we'll read in just a few minutes, they will build an image to the beast in the temple, and the Antichrist will demand that everybody worships him and takes the mark of the beast. Do you got that? And let me just get back this up real quick while I'm thinking of in Matthew. Did Jesus teach anything like that? How about Matthew 24:15? When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, Jesus affirms the Old Testament, stand in the holy place, that's what we talked about, whosoever readeth, let him understand, then them who are in the Judea flee into the mountains. In other words, the Jewish people are going to have to run now because he's going to persecute them. He was not a good guy, but he deceived them from a time. In fact, just another scripture to kind of back that up, because I think it's important you know it, in 2 Thessalonians 2:3, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there shall come the falling away first. Really, the word is apostasy. And let me tell you, we are there right now. We've talked about that for weeks. And that man of sin, Antichrist, be revealed the son of perdition. Now again, here's verse 4, showing you this is throughout the Bible. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above that is all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God setteth in the temple. So they will have the temple again. He will make himself decide he's God. The false prophet will be doing false miracles. We'll look at that in a minute. But I'm just showing you, Jesus said it. Paul's telling us in the church of Thessalonica, that's happening very soon, okay? That will happen in the middle of the tribulation. But the tribulation starts with the 7-year peace treaty of Mr. Antichrist signing with the Jewish nation. That's how you know day one you are in the tribulation, okay? He setteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. You see, I didn't make that up. So that's why you need to get saved now. You don't want to be here during the tribulation. The Antichrist will appear initially as a good guy, have a great treaty with Israel. They'll be doing pretty good for 3.5 years. And then he receives that deadly wound and says, I'm God, you worship me. But he's always been a bad guy, but I'm just saying he'll appear to be good to the Jewish people for the first 3.5 years, okay? Okay, now let's get into Revelation 13, and then we'll go back a little bit also. He says, and I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon, again, go back to Revelation 12, tells us it's Satan, gave him, Antichrist, his power, and his throne and great authority. See, the only reason the Antichrist is going to be able to do this is because Satan decides to give this one man all his power and authority so he can do these wicked deeds. And again, Satan's doing it through Mr. Antichrist and also the false prophet. We'll read to him in just a minute. Okay. Verse 3, and I saw one of his heads as though it was wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Again, the beast is talking about that man, the Antichrist. And they worshiped the dragon. Who's the dragon? Satan. Who gave power unto the beast. Who's the beast? Antichrist. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? So in a sense, he's kind of a charismatic figure. And everybody thinks, oh, he's Mr. Wonderful. Yes, we need to worship him. And again, if you worship him, you know you're going to hell, right? Okay, all right. Verse 5. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. Now, that's talking specifically about the last 3.5 years of the tribulation. Okay, that's when he really shows what a bad guy he is. In other words, the mark of the beast, you will worship me or die. And you can't buy or sell. We'll read that in just a minute. Okay, verse 6. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God. He's a blasphemer. To blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and they that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. Well, you say, I thought the church was gone. Okay, the church is gone. But, and if we have time, there'll be two witnesses, and I hope to read about that in chapter 11, verses 3 through 14, who will be doing powerful miracles. Some people think it's Elijah and Enoch. Some think it's Elijah and Moses. Okay, God will allow them to be there, and they'll be doing all sorts of miracles. And if anyone tries to harm them, they'll get harmed. And I hope I can read that. But again, people will get saved is my whole point at this time. People will come to the Lord, and there's also angels preaching the everlasting gospel during the tribulation. Why would that happen? Because the church is gone. Okay, good news. Okay. And to overcome them, and power was given unto him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Who's that? Antichrist. Notice this, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and faith of the saints. So you need to make sure your name is in the Lamb's book of life. How can I make sure? By doing business with Jesus, repenting of your sins, receiving him as Savior and Lord, and then you will love and serve him all the days of your life. That's a true Christian. Okay. But the Antichrist, he is full of the devil, and he gets the worship, and we'll look in just a minute what happens if you take the mark of the beast. Okay. So we saw the Antichrist, a little picture here. Let's jump to verse 11. He's going to have someone helping him out, getting people to worship him. It's called the false prophet. And you understand, when the church is raptured out, we're not talking about denominations and churches. We're talking about people who are really saved. A lot of churches will be full. Churches will be half full. Some churches will be empty because the gospel was preached and they really did business with God and got born again. So there's going to be a false church that's going to line up with a false prophet in these last days too. Okay, do you understand that? Okay, and remember 2 Peter 2, false prophets, many false prophets, and the Bible just warns us about the end times. But let's talk about him just a minute. Verse 11, and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb. In other words, he looks good, but he spoke like a dragon. He's a devil guy. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast, Antichrist, before him, and causeth, that's a false prophet, causeth the earth and them that dwell on it to worship the first beast, the Antichrist, whose deadly wound was healed, which takes place in the middle of the tribulation. Okay. And he doeth great wonders. Who? The false prophet. So that he maketh fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men. These are demonic miracles. Do you understand that? But it will work because, verse 14, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had the power to do in the sight of the beast. That's the Antichrist. Saying to them that dwell on the earth, okay, remember he said he's gone into the temple and said, I'm God, worship me. So what is the false prophet helping to do? That they should make an image to the beast, the Antichrist, that had the wound by a sword and did live. So not only does he go into the temple and says, I'm God, worship me, and the Jews flee for their lives, realizing, no, no, he's a devil man. Okay. Verse 15, and he hath power, the false prophet, to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. You know, for years, I've been studying prophecy on and off since the 1980s, which means I might be a couple years old. Do you understand, for years, how can some image talk? How could they make an image and make it talk? Well, welcome to Alexa. Welcome to modern-day robots they have made today that look like people. Do you understand? Because of technology, we understand this. But it will not just be the technology of AI. It will be demonically charged. So this image will talk. And it will cause you, here it is, verse 16, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and enslaved, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. So this is the middle of the tribulation. Antichrist says, you will worship me, and if you're a follower of mine, you will take this mark in your right hand or in your forehead. You know, there's people that already have chips in their hands and things like that. See, the devil is just getting people ready, and the one world government is getting people ready for the Antichrist. Do you understand that? The system is already set up for him to step in. I would not have imagined over the last 3 years, again, the WEF and things like that, they are going to welcome this Antichrist and false prophet, and they're setting things up for him right now. That's why this election is so important. I don't know how much more I can say. Okay. Verse 17, and that no man might buy or sell except he that had the mark of the name of the beast. You will starve. You will not do it. And see this digital currency. Do you understand this? When there's no more cash and things like that, you only have this electricity. You don't have anything in your hand. It's a digital thing. Okay. Say, Joe Biden right now tells you, well, you're going to take this vaccination. And if you don't take the vaccination, we're going to cut off your digital currency. In other words, when you stick your little card into the gas thing, it's not going to work. When you go to the grocery store, it's not going to work. Do you understand how easy total Kroll becomes when you have a digital currency and no cash? Do you get the picture here? It's from hell. It's not good, but it will happen. But by the grace of God, we're going to be out of here. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it's the number of a man, and his number is 666. 666. But something I want to show you. We talked so much about the second half of the tribulation, but I want you to see that some great things will be happening. God will still have a witness during those first 3.5 years. So let me read, for time's sake, just a little bit. Revelation 11:3. We talked about those two witnesses. Here it is. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days. That's 1,260 days. That's the first part of the tribulation. Even though it's the Antichrist, God has some people representing him. Thank you, Jesus. Clothed in sackcloth. These are two olive trees and two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. If any man will hurt them, oh, I love this, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must be in the same manner be killed. They have power to shut up heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood. Is that impressive? And to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. That's these two witnesses of God. Boy, that'll get some people's attention. And when they have finished their testimony, the beast, Antichrist, shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them. So once their 3.5 years is over, that's the first part of the tribulation. They've done their job, and now the Antichrist is allowed to kill them. But don't stop there. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of that great city, which is spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. That means Jerusalem. And they of the peoples and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3.5 days, and shall not permit their dead bodies to be put in graves. Now, today, every person on earth can see two dead bodies. See, God knows what he's talking about. Okay. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets of God, tormented them that dwell on the earth. And after 3.5 days, listen to this, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them who saw them. You think so? And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up here. Another little rapture going on, okay? And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. Did you get this? Okay. So all the wicked, evil people are going to see the two guys get killed, but they've been witnessing for 3.5 years. So people are getting saved. Do you understand that? Okay. But then all of a sudden they're done. It's Antichrist. Remember, it's the military. He has them killed. But after 3.5 days, God raises them up again. Everybody sees it, and he takes them up to heaven. Woo, baby. That's going to be pretty exciting, isn't it? Are you ready to meet Jesus? If you died today, would you go to heaven? If you're not sure, let's do business with Jesus. Lord Jesus, I don't know that I'm ready to go to heaven. I know that I'm a sinner. Jesus, I'm coming to you right now. I repent of all my sins. Lord Jesus Christ, come into my heart. I give my life to you. Be my Savior and Lord of my life. I give myself to you completely, both now and forever, to love and serve you. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. God bless you. Go vote.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in corporation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org or send an email to Pastor Gary. His email is garyculp@yahoo.com. Please join them again next week as they continue to expound on God's truth in a relevant and practical way.